Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. The Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, said that everything other than the worship of Allah is vanity. Surat al-Asr says, except for those who talk about Allah and talk about the truth, they are all lost. Where are we? Who are we? What is the state that we are in? And do we understand the debt we have to Allah? Do we understand how without Allah's intervention, there would be no air, there would be no water, there would be no breath, there would be no humanity? Are we aware that all comes from Allah? All is because of Allah, and all returns to Allah. Do we understand the nature of our existence? Do we understand that within the parameters of who we are, there's a timeline, there's a beginning, and there's an end? And all that we see will phase out. People talk about the end of times. Well, there is the large end of times, and then for each individual, there's the small end of times, their own end of time. And it happens to everybody. Now, understanding the nature of our existence and understanding that everything that we hold dear or we hold important in this world will dissipate and disappear, including ourselves, one has to begin to ask questions like, why do I worry? Why am I involved in all of these machinations as if their outcome is so absolutely important? Why do I take things so seriously? It's a good question. And the answer is that during every day, we should be grateful for our breath. We should be grateful for the sustenance that we're given by, the subsistence that we're given by Allah, and the fact that we're alive another day. We have to be able to understand that all praise is to Allah. All praise has to be given to Allah. And there has to be a gratitude within us for everything and anything that happens to us. Gratitude is one of the keys that unlocks the door to reality. Gratitude takes you on the path to the truth. If you are not grateful, then you are denying the reality of existence. If you are not grateful, then it would appear that you think that you somehow are the one who is maintaining your existence, that you somehow are the one that is causing the things to happen to you that happen to you. Gratitude takes that burden off your shoulders. Gratitude puts things in perspective. gratitude puts things the way they are. Gratitude explains our reliance on Allah, and it's grateful for it. So all comes from Allah, and we are grateful for it. All is given by Allah, and we are grateful for it. All has been established by Allah, and we are grateful for it. All has been created by Allah, and we are grateful for it. Gratitude needs to be a constant part of our supplication, a constant part of our understanding. And in that understanding, we come closer to reality. If we really understand the limitations that this life has, and the fact that it comes and it goes and is sustained and maintained during its time here by our gracious Lord, we have a better idea of what our life is. And gratitude can come naturally to us. But if we believe that we are the ones in charge and we are the ones that are doing things, then things like anger enter into our being. Things like jealousy enter into our being. If we have a belief in God's justice, then we can much more easily become satisfied. Now, God's justice is not something that we can readily understand. But if we believe in God's justice, then we don't have to understand it. Our faith is sufficient to buttress our belief. And if we believe in God's justice, then emotions like jealousy no longer become necessary, and we can see the falsehood in them because we understand Allah gives as is appropriate, and He takes as is appropriate, and He doles out as is appropriate. There is an appropriate justice to what He does, and even though we may not understand that justice, that justice is there, and our ability to accept that justice is another key that opens up the door to reality. And if we can't accept that justice, then there is constantly a veil within us that either resents or is dissatisfied with our situation. And as long as you are dissatisfied with your situation, veils are created that separate you from Allah. This dissatisfaction separates you from the truth and separates you from God. So all dissatisfaction has to be pulled away. And we have to enter into a state of being satisfied. If we can enter into that state of being satisfied, then we can begin to go higher in our consciousness. Consciousness is limited by satanic qualities. Anger limits your consciousness. Dissatisfaction limits your consciousness. Jealousy holds down your consciousness. For your consciousness to be able to expand and reach the higher levels towards reality, you have to transcend the petty nature of this world. And if you can't transcend the petty nature of this world, then you are caught in vanity. and you are trapped by vanity. And vanity holds you in place in this illusory world, and you can't expand into the elevated levels of consciousness. So, we need to understand the reality of this. We need to understand that if we carry the vicious, treacherous qualities of revenge and anger, they are not so much carried against the ones that we dislike. They become what we have inside of ourselves. And if we have these things inside of ourselves, they eat away and decay our consciousness. They decay our ability to transcend. They decay our ability to get higher and higher in wisdom, to get towards the level of God wisdom, of hakikat, of reality understanding. We need to know this. We need to grasp this and make it part of our existence. And if we feel tinges of hatred or arrogance or jealousy, we have to confront them immediately, and we have to speak to our Lord about them. Lord, I'm guilty of jealousy. It flows within me, and I need it removed from me. And since I can't do it myself, you have to help me do it. Lord, there's a section of me that has a vicious nature. It needs to be removed from me. I ask for your help in doing it. In exposing it to yourself and to your Lord, it can be done away with. But if you keep it hidden within you, and you don't acknowledge what's going on within you, and you don't acknowledge the black spots, these black spots can grow and cover the entire part of yourself. So, we need to become clean. And clean happens through confession. And who do we confess to? We confess to our Lord. We confess to ourselves. Many people don't have any concept of who they are, and they have rationalized all of their inappropriate behavior and somehow made it appropriate. We can't do that. We have to be honest enough with ourselves that we do not condone inappropriate behavior in ourselves. Islam is a sword. It's a sword that is supposed to be used on the self to cut away all that which is inappropriate for Allah. What happens is, when man gets hold of a sword, he usually begins to use it against other people. And it's very easy for man to say, what you're doing is wrong, and what you're doing is wrong, and what you're doing is wrong. It's very difficult for man to say, what I'm doing is wrong. And if the whole world, if humanity, became introverted towards correcting the self, the world would come to a dramatic change. We can easily see the faults in others, but we cannot so easily see the faults in ourselves. And in order to do away with the faults in ourselves, we have to understand and believe very strongly that we need to correct these faults. We need to understand that the only fulfillment that we're going to find in truth, in reality is fulfillment in Allah. And as we become closer to Allah and we give up what's in the world, we will find that we are lacking nothing, that there is more available through Allah than is possibly available through the world. And if we can shift our focus towards what's available from Allah, then we can shift who we are from a mundane, ordinary, worldly person who is caught up in the illusory nature of existence into a person who has become elevated and lives their life in the higher levels of wisdom and transcends the petty nature of the world and the petty nature of all of the interactions in the world. People fight about the most bizarre things. People fight about the smallest things. People carry grudges for years to the point where they don't even remember what the grudges are about, but they still carry them. We need to become clear of all these things. We have to understand that if we learn how to love, all the rest will be removed from us. We need to understand that love cannot harbor anger. Love cannot hold on to hatred or treachery or vengeance. Love is a transcendent quality that takes us towards Allah. Allah doesn't hate. Allah doesn't hold grudges. Allah is the ultimate justice. Allah is the ultimate lover. Allah is the ultimate giver. Allah is waiting for you to become more like him and to enter into that phase where you and he can commune. The world was created by Allah, and the people in the world were created by Allah, and what he wanted and wants from the people in the world is so that they can know him and he can know them. But know here is not the kind of word we use for an acquaintance. I met her, therefore I know her. Know means much more than this. Know means become like and integrate into and be within the essence of what Allah is. So the only way to become known to Allah and to know Allah is to have our essence be like Allah and our essence become like Allah. And this is the true work in existence, to change our essential nature so that our essential nature is with the qualities that are Allah and has done away with all of the qualities that are not Allah. So, as we walk through the world, we have to be very careful. We have to be very careful not to be ones who push others aside, but ones who help others. Not to be ones who are haughty above others, but ones who come in at the level of others. It said Allah is the beggar to the beggar and the king to the king. And we shouldn't be treating the waitress in a restaurant any differently than we treat the king. We should be the same towards everybody. Allah meets everyone where they are. We should be able to meet everyone where they are with humility and with kindness and with justice. Our sheikh did not discriminate against different people. He didn't discriminate because of social class. He didn't discriminate because of economic classes. He didn't discriminate because of race. He didn't discriminate because of religion. He didn't discriminate because of any outward thing that the world uses to separate people into. To him, everyone was a child of God. And to us, everyone needs to be viewed as a child of God. And we have to make that kind of a relationship between ourselves and everyone that we meet. And it begins with our closest associates. There has to be a kindness that is constantly flowing from us towards the people in our circle. There has to be a constant understanding of their difficulties. And there has to be a constant desire to assist in any way that we can and to help in any way that we can. And this begins to happen when we let go of self-motive, when we let go of all of the needs that we had in this world, all of the fulfillments that we think are necessary in this world, all of the desires that are constantly creeping up into us, into our mind, and then become formulated into imaginations and thoughts that we somehow think we need to fulfill. What we need to do is worship God. What we need to do is praise God. What we need to do is establish a relationship with God. And none of these things have to do with wealth. None of these things have to do with power. None of these things have to do with fame. None of these things have to do with all of the things that get you status in the world. You don't get a PhD in God relationship. No one can measure your God relationship. Only you know, and God knows, your God relationship. And this is what we need to work on. And as our relationship with God grows and grows, our relationship with people grows and grows and gets better and better and becomes more exalted. And we become one who can be looked at by the world as a resource towards their own difficulties. As long as we are overburdened and overwhelmed and distraught about all of the difficulties that we have in this world, we can't be an assist to anybody else. We have to give up our own difficulties so that we can help others. And to do that, you need the appropriate perspective. And that perspective is understanding the temporary nature of this existence and not treating it as if it was all there is. The illusory world is not all there is. There's so much more. And that more is Allah. And it's at that we should be concentrating. It's at that we should be looking. It's at that we should project our consciousness. It's that we should consider important as opposed to the things we think are important in this world. So many people have tied their lives and their futures and their existence to worldly attachments. To many people in the world, politics has become their religion, or wealth has become their religion, or fame has become their religion. God needs to be our religion. And it doesn't need any other name besides God. Understanding God needs to be our religion. Communing with God needs to be our religion. We need to have that as the priority in our existence. And if we can make that the priority in our existence, then we are continually doing away with the veils that separate us from reality. We are continually doing away with the veils that keep us stuck within the confines of the illusory world. If you're wearing blinders, it's very difficult to find your way. That's the point. Veils make it very difficult to find your way because you can't see the truth. So these veils have to be removed. And we have to understand what these veils are. And most of these veils involve our self-motives and our desires and our need to make ourselves bigger and more important, or to correct wrongs that have been done against us. This is what blocks us from going forward. This is what blocks us from becoming real. If we constantly have other people on our tongue, we don't have God on our tongue. If we have vengeance on our tongues, we don't have God on our tongue. If we're constantly walking around gossiping, we don't have God on our tongue. Want to talk about something? Talk about God. Talk about His glory. Talk about His grandeur. Talk about His transcendence. And talk about your ability and everyone's ability to join into that transcendence. That's when we become real. Otherwise, we are illusory, just like the world is illusory, because we're attached to that which is illusory. You are what you love. And if you love vengeance, then you're vengeance. If you love jealousy, you're jealousy. If you love hatred, you're hatred. If you love bigotry, you're a bigot. If you love God, you're transcendent. Learn what to give your allegiance to. Don't tie yourself to snakes. Don't tie yourself to things that are going nowhere. Become the ones who are capable of escaping from the illusory nature of existence. And this is done by believing in the truth of Allah and in the truth of His justice and His qualities, and beginning to understand those qualities and replacing every quality that we have with His qualities. May Allah make it easy for us. May He show us the way to be able to do it. May He cleanse us of everything that isn't real. Ameen. Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.